It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
When you open the doors in your house, mm-hmm. the windows, mm-hmm. do you have to set up a series of things so that doors don't slam?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Because every time you open a window and you open another window, I know they're like, every time a door closes, you know, another door opens. Not at my house. Every time you open a door, one slams in your face.
Yeah.
Scares the hell out of you.
Yeah, I get so angry too. When I get scared, I get angry.
Yeah, I'm like, God! See, you say Jesus, I say God. You know, we're both covered there.
Yeah.
Next time I'm going to yell at the Holy Spirit!
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I like how people think they can get away with stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Whether it's planned or in the moment, you can never get away with stuff. So no. Why bother? Do you know what I mean?
You can't outsmart the system. You're not smarter than the system. And if you think you are, you're dumb.
Yeah, well, this person is dumb.
Okay.
They tried to do something, didn't work. But it kind of plays out like a James Bond-style film.
Sure.
Or something with Jason Statham in it. You know, that kind of vibe.
Transporter style?
Well, yeah. Or like, you know, think we're going to Italy for this one, right?
Yep. It's a bit of a flight.
Thank you. And I'm thinking, you know, the small streets of Italy, you know, cars, small cars going through small streets. That
Vespers.
Kind of vibe, right?
Yep.
Vespers. Good. Keep on that vibe. All right. So a woman, she went into her local tobacco shop, and this was in Naples. And she was like, you know what? I'm feeling lucky. I'm going to buy some scratch and win cards. I will have duo, please. I'll have two.
Okay.
And they were like, yep, no worries. Turns out she won.
Okay, cool.
Who wins on a scratchy? I mean, that's the ultimate prize.
More than $2.
Exactly, right.
But you get another scratchy and then it's gone.
Apparently she won quite a big amount, €500,000.
Whoa.
Yeah,
so on a scratchy?
On a scratchy, which is about £428,000, which means it's roughly about, what,
$4.5 billion.
So she won, right? She went back to the tobacco shop and was like, hey, how cool's this?
Yeah.
Here's my card. Apparently, you have to get it verified or something, right? So, obviously, the tobacco shop's not paying her out, but I assume they have like a tats kind of thing in the tobacco shop.
Scan the card, the ticket, and bang, ding, 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 you're a winner.
The employee behind the table was like, cool, yeah, give me a card. No worries. I just have to get this one. I have to give it to my boss because he got to verify it.
It's a bigger one.
So hang there. We'll get it sorted. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Woo. Anyway, the boss apparently was like, what? Popped the card in his pocket, ran out to his Vespa out the back.
And just ran.
Just ran with it.
Oh, my God. I wish I had some Italian chase music.
I know. I should have organised that. It doesn't matter. So he's on the scooter, gone, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how the employee – you know, it's sad for the employee as well because you've got to deal with that situation. I mean, you've got the person there and you've got to be like – like, what do you do? Oh, he's going to be back in a minute. Or, you know, he's stolen your card. Let's call the police, right?
Yeah.
But you don't want to lose your job. Anyway, they don't go into the detail of the employee, but I assume that was a bad day for them as well.
Yeah.
So the Italian border police got involved, right? So this person's making a 10K getaway in the streets of Naples and apparently went to get on a flight out. That's it.
Yeah.
So we're like, got the little card in our pocket. I will get away with this.
No,
that's good. I liked it. I like the vibe. Went to go to the Canary Islands. Now, the Canary Islands are in Spain, right? Kind of, you know, way away. So they're like, perfect crime. I've parked my Vespa. No one's ever going to find it.
Yeah.
I've got money. Bulk cash. I'm just on this plane. It's fine. And the Italian police were like, oh, no. get off the plane.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. But then they could not find the card.
Oh, what?
So he's been arrested, but the poor woman with the winnings still doesn't have her winnings.
Oh, man.
Because they don't know where the card is.
Ah.
So the TATS people have been like, right, we're going to keep a watch. We've got all the numbers and everything.
Okay.
We're going to keep a watch and see what happens. But they haven't publicly named this person yet because they're trying to keep it under wraps. They're like, oh, yeah. He's alleged to have done this. It's pretty, you know, the system works different over there. Like, it's obviously slow a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the woman who's bought the ticket is still waiting for her money. She doesn't know if she's ever going to get it back.
Oh, man.
She wants a new Vespa to drive away in. That's not going to happen. Who knows?
Oh, wow. What an adventure. I feel like I've been on a journey.
I know, but Jason Statham will play the Vespa in the next lady. Movie.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
What's it like out there this morning, Lingy?
Another magnificent day ahead, I think.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah,
I've even got the shorts on.
Pasty, that's a fair calf, Lingy.
Pasty white pins I've got going
you've
got, on.
You got quite nice calves,
mate. Yeah, you do. Check them out. Little ankle socks going on there.
Oh, thanks for the pump-up, guys.
A calf.
I'll start flexing for you.
They're quite sharp.
Actually, Tom, you're known for your calves as well.
I am.
Let's go calf to calf. Yes, calf off.
Have a calf off. My calves are also quite sharp. You could whittle wood with my calves.
Yeah, you really can.
Shape ice with my calves. They're quite sharp.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Big shout out to the crew out at Queenscliff.
Yes, love the Queenscliff.
Well, I mean, I love Queenscliff so much I got married there.
Yes.
Beautiful part of the world. Always when we're allowed to and we have guests, we always take them out to Queenscliff, get an ice cream and stuff.
Yeah, but go to the bookshop. Love the bookshop.
Oh, brilliant.
Shout out to the bookshop.
Brilliant. That's where you bought, you give India a present. You bought
I
a,
did.
Yeah, good on you.
I did.
So they've done really well with their vaccinations.
Mm.
What are they? First
most vaccinated peeps in Australia or something?
Yeah.
That's the official statistic.
Essentially, they're the first ones to hit that. I think it's the 70% double dosed.
Mm.
Right.
Anyway, good on you, legends.
They've done really well. Good on you. Well done. Keep up the good work. I do want to flag, though, that Pfizer itself has been available to under 40s for about 3.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 7 people under 40 that live in Queenscliff. Everybody else is over 40, yeah? So they've had access to vaccines for
mate,
a lot longer.
You got to take the stats where you can.
I know.
Just like we're the number one breakfast show.
Yes, in the region.
In this particular
That's right.
Region.
On this side of the building.
On this side of the building,
on
specifically.
This particular studio.
On this
we are,
stream.
Yeah.
On 5.5.
We are only just the number one breakfast show.
Yeah.
But only because we don't give any resources to the boys on the weekend.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
I can't really do a lot at the moment. But on the gram, you know, all I'm seeing is people, especially in the States and in Europe, just travelling around, being around. Just, hey, we're on holiday. And hey, we're staying at Airbnbs. And hey, we're doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that's just a... What a concept.
Seems like a world away.
I know. But also, I mean, hey, our daily cases are 20,000. So it's a bit of give and take, right? Megan Fox, though. Megan, I think. Say Megan, but it's
him. Yeah.
Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly. Those two.
Old toe thumbs.
Toe thumbs. That's what you call, that's her, isn't it?
That's Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Google it.
She was a big deal. And then she kind of wasn't, but I think industry kind of came for her, you know, sort of thing. It was kind of like, you're hot, get stuffed.
Mm.
But you're hot, we want you in our movie. So it's awesome. So I think she kind of copped it a little bit. But then she was with the guy from 90210, Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
Right? And they were married. They have 2 kids. She then got with Machine Gun Kelly. Mm. Now, for those that don't know Machine Gun Kelly, you know, you don't really need to know him, I guess. He is a really tall, blonde, tattooed guy. I don't even know if we play Machine Gun Kelly here.
Machine Gun Fellatio. Is that
great? That is, yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of their best songs.
Okay.
I mean, one of Machine Gun Fellatio songs.
Is this him?
Would definitely go with this story.
Okay. Okay, well, this is the...
I like listeners, mouth and smooth, soft skin.
Oh, yeah. What time is it? Okay, yep. That's all right. Kids aren't in the car anyway because they're all homeschooling. So anyway, the two of them had a little getaway, right? Without the kids, stayed at an Airbnb. And Megan uploaded a photo of her leaning against a table at an Airbnb. And she said, the caption was, when I tell you that the table at this Airbnb saw some things. right? The Machine Gun Kelly said, I'm really glad that's not our table anymore. So Comments by Celebs is a great Instagram page.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Basically, it just shows you what all the celebs are commenting on. So I really enjoy it. They popped this up and people just started going them, right? They're like, that's gross. That's desperate.
Can't believe you do that. Yeah,
why
yeah.
would you do that? Because Machine Gun Kelly's also got a 12-year-old daughter. They're like, your daughter's on the gram. What are you doing writing this stuff? And the world's gone off at them, right?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like... this is trolling, yeah? I feel like, do you know what? Let's be real. People who are on the internet talking about how wild their sex life is, I guarantee that they sat there, they had some cheese and dip, they went to bed.
You reckon?
They're like, we're so tired, we've got our kids, we're here alone, let's just sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sure the table saw a nice wine. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I can't. Everyone's teeing off. It's like.
Bit of Scrabble or something.
I think they're just playing to their strengths, which is sexy people.
We've got a rep to protect. Let's tell people that something happened even though it didn't kind of thing.
No one's having sex on a table. Come on.
Also, that is a very. I'm very surprised that you're taking that perspective.
Yeah.
Because where I thought you were going with the story was. Give me all of the sanitary kind of wipes and the sprays, not Glen 20 because that sets you off, but everything else. And I, like, if any time you go to an Airbnb now, you're going to do your own sort of deep clean.
Oh, I did it before COVID times.
Bring your own
wash
furniture.
Everything.
You'd bring your own furniture to an Airbnb, wouldn't you?
I always feel weird when I lie down on an Airbnb sofa. Don't you guys?
No, but now that I think about it, I probably should.
Mate, bum to face.
Mate,
think about it.
The windy burrow.
That's seen some stuff.
That burrow's seen some stuff, that's for sure.
Good sleeping.
Yeah.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan. On K-Rock.
Banners, Someone to You. Got a new album on the way. Looking forward to that.
What's it called?
Shepherd's Greatest Hits.
Yes.
Songs for grand final pre-show.
Tom and Logan. K-Rock.